In the name of him who is your king and my king, your Lord and my Lord, even Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit is one God, blessed forever. Amen. The brief word that follows on the lesson you just heard that I would speak with you about in these few minutes is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it is the 20th verse. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. This is the word. If I were sitting where you are, I would be wondering why that particular text was read or lesson was read to you and what relationship it has with the word I just read, and above all, what relationship does it have with my position as the Executive Secretary for Missions. It has everything to do with it, because missions is carried on. The commission and the command of our Lord is carried on by special people. It is true that every Christian bears all the titles that are in the Scripture, but it is also true that Christ has singled out special people who are those whom he has charged with the responsibility of leading by example and word his people in mission, the office of the holy ministry. I have become increasingly distressed in the last number of years as to what has happened to that office in the public image. Surveys in the last 10 years have indicated very clearly that the trust level in the minister or the pastor among the people of this country has gone down and down. The last survey that I saw placed it somewhere around 15, and ahead of it were all sorts of odd people like bankers and lawyers and whatever. Nobody seems, as far as I am concerned, to want to zero in on the cause for this. But the fact that we have, whatever, lowered that level from the level that Christ himself has given to it is an indictment. I don't have the time this morning to really share with you the burden that's in my heart. I simply want to point to one cause that I believe contributes to the way in which we see, or our people see, the ministry, in the hope that it will give you a better understanding, as well as the strength necessary to live out that high office which Christ himself has bestowed upon us as his ministers. In talking with a missionary about a week ago who was going through the process of getting a divorce from his wife and ending a 20-year marriage, this is what really has brought about why I'm talking to you this morning this way. He said to me, everybody understands it. The people that I've talked to understand it. Everybody does it. Why am I any different than anybody else? And I will tell you why he is different. And it can happen to you if you allow that difference to govern your life and your ministry. He was more concerned about what the people said. He got his affirmation of his action from people. What has happened is that somewhere along the line, we have lost the kind of sensitivity that Joseph had. Never once in the discussion, until I brought it up, did this individual talk to me about his relationship to God and what he was doing to that relationship. We are Christ's ambassadors. We are not the ambassadors of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. We're not the ambassadors of a congregation. We are not the ambassadors answerable to the people of this country. We are Christ's ambassadors. We answer to Christ. And every act and every word that we do or speak as his ambassadors, we answer to him. And a sensitivity needs to be redeveloped among us, an awareness of just that relationship. Look at Joseph and see whether or not that is what governs your behavior. Young man, 18, 19, 20 years old, 1,000 miles away from home, slave. No possibility, humanly speaking, of him ever returning, of ever seeing his father and his brothers. He might not have wanted to see his brothers, but he sure wanted to see his father. Put yourself in the situation. Get in it, totally. And here comes a voluptuous, sensuous woman and says to him, come. Come. Now, he's a healthy, normal young man. All the appetites that are normal to young men and to older men. Very obviously could have said, God's forgotten me. This wouldn't have happened to me. I'm never going to again see my family. I might as well do and get what I can. His answer to that woman is a classic example. It's interesting that we rarely talk about it. But his answer is, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against? Not the seminary, not my professor, not my father, not my mother, not my society, but against God. And that's where it's all at. Against God. How many times do we say that? How many times before we go to see that X-rated movie or to drink more than we should, or to go into company, or to read magazines that we ought not? How many times, in whatever we do, do we match the action we are about to do against God, against his favor or disfavor? How many times do you ever say before you go into a movie, can I take Christ with me? That was Joseph. Keenly, deeply aware. God was not just a word in a book. God was a living presence. And he owed everything he had to God, even though it appeared he had been rejected. And I'm saying that that sensitivity needs to return to all of us, especially we whom he has called out from his people to be his ambassadors. It is not because everybody does it. It is not because it is a normal way of life. It is not because I answer to a church body, but I am Christ's ambassador. And there's a very special beauty in that. The beauty is that as Christ's ambassador, while his demands on me are heavy, he understands I will fall. And he grants me forgiveness. But he picks me up and he expects me now again to live with that always before me. I answer to Christ. And if that comes back into the ministry, I believe we will see the divorce rate go straight down. We will see more excitement. We will see more trust. We will see more real mission in the world and in our church. Start now. It's never too late. Don't think that this is an interim time where you don't have to answer to Christ. That'll come when you get out. And if you can fool the profs, you got it made. You never fool the profs. Oh, you may. But that doesn't matter. They're not the ones that hold in their hand the judgment of eternity. God does. Christ does. And we need men and women out in the world today, but especially ministers, who are dedicated and committed to the fact that they are Christ's ambassadors, whose whole life, actions, reflect that. Think about it. We need more Josephs in the church. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your and my hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.